Hello guys, welcome to another episode of my podcast. My name is Aisha Muhammad Saad and this is my podcast, the Let's Talk About Everything podcast, where we talk about everything. I'm sorry for not being available for the past 1 month. I've been extremely busy. I am still busy, but I had to make time so that people will not think that I have died. Anyways, I hope you enjoy today's episode.
I am a Nigerian and I have a dream, but my dreams die before I do. This is my story. I am
Hashtag Endsars, hashtag Buhari must go, hashtag end bad governance, hashtag reform Nigeria. Where hashtags came up in October 2020 due to the Endsars protest on Monday. We have come a long way as Nigerians, but the one thing that has been bothering everyone is that a lot of things are yet to change. For example, bribery and corruption. There's no stable light in 2021 and there's more insecurity than you can ever imagine in the society. The average Nigerian citizen deserves to be respected. We have come a long way to not get that. Endsars protesters were saying enough of the injustice, that the time has come when hairstyles, tattoos, clothing, lifestyle, gender, tribe, etc. should not define a person. Endsars protesters were saying enough of the profiling. Routine checks are the policeman's job, but not allowing citizens to carry on with daily activities until they give out bribe is totally wrong. The job of the police or SARS is to protect the citizen, assist at emergency scenes, respond to burglary reports, monitoring roadways, and much more. Harassing citizens is not one. Pointing loaded guns at harmless citizens is not one. Arresting based on assumption and not evidence is not. This brutality is an epidemic that affects the whole world. I am certain that hashtag I can't breathe, hashtag end police brutality, hashtag Black Lives Matter paved way for hashtag Endsars. It is the same way this decentralized movement headed by no particular person, but everyone, will pave way to other movements that aim to break the injustice carried out across the world. Protests have been going on since time immemorial. In 2014, November 20, President Muhammadu Buhari and Rivers State Governor of then, Amaechi, led thousands of APC supporters in a protest rally in Abuja, accusing PDP of playing politics with Boko Haram. 7 years later, Boko Haram is still in the picture. Endsars movement was caused by killings, assaults, and harassments by SARS officials in Nigeria. Youths began to feel that their fundamental rights of freedom of speech and expression was being denied, so a protest erupted. I feel like it was long coming. People needed to let off steam, so the protest was the best way to do it. A hashtag Endsars protest or the Endsars movement was not only about ending SARS, it was more of people voicing out all the things that have been going on that they have been frustrated about. So when people were moving on protest grounds, they were not just saying end SARS, they were also saying end bad governance, reform Nigeria, end corruption, end the unequal share of public treasure, end so many things, end insecurity, end banditry, and killings in the north, and so much more. The government dissolved SARS on the 11th of October, but protesters kept going, demanding for change of officials. It seemed false when the government changed the name of SARS to SWAT. It was more like deceitful. They were like, let's change the painting of the building since the youths don't like this particular painting. And the protesters were like, no, this is not what we want. We want you to reform it entirely by looking into all those people that have been assaulting citizens in the country, and to change them and bring in more competent people, people that are more fit for the job, people who know their work. So on the 20th of October, I guess every year, people would now come out and remember those who lost their lives at the protest ground. Debunked anything that had to do with it. They said it was phantom massacre. They decided not to believe, or no one came forward to take blame for the atrocity that happened on that day. Remember those who lost their lives due to stray bullets. There were also innocent policemen that lost their lives during the protesting. So this is for everyone. This is for a better Nigeria, hopefully, and a more secure Nigeria. Under Section 40 of the 1999 Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, as amended, every person is entitled to assemble freely and associate with other persons. That means you have the right to protest. Move freely. As long as you're not carrying arms and depriving other citizens of Nigeria their own fundamental human rights. So Section 45 also says that these rights can be restricted in the interest of defense, public safety, public order, public morality, or public health, or to protect the rights and freedom of others. Protests play an important part in the civil, political, economic, social, and cultural aspects of societies. Historically, protests have inspired positive social change and improved protection of human rights. So harming fellow citizens who are patriotic enough to protest to demand for a better Nigeria is simply imprudent and an act of misconduct. Hashtag EndSARS is a historical event that was held by citizens who have been deprived of basic amenities, many who have been victims of police brutality and abject poverty. To conclude all I have said, the Nigerian government should understand that sovereignty belongs to the people and that government exists solely for the welfare and security of the people. It is also important to understand that even though the protest is called hashtag EndSARS, the positive change it intended to address goes beyond ending SARS and police brutality. It includes putting an end to bad governance, corruption, social injustice and inequality, and even the selfish attitude that characterized the Nigerian political class. The youth demanded for a better Nigeria, not for one, but for all, regardless of religion, tribe, or class. Hello guys, if you're listening to this, then you are at the end of my episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, I put my best into it, gathered facts. And please don't forget to send me an audio message regarding what you think about this episode. Please follow me on my social media handles, Saad Aisha on Instagram, Triple I, Saad Aisha on Twitter, Double I. And have a nice week. See you next week. Bye.